Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Easter should be the best day of the year. It's a celebration of the resurrection of hope. Come to Crossroads Church and celebrate an empty tomb and a living hope. Info and service times at crossroads.net.
The Burt Show.
How's everybody doing today? How you doing, KK?
I can't complain. Yeah. I'm doing good. It's a busy week because I'm hosting Rally on the Runway tomorrow night for the Rally Foundation. If you don't know the Rally Foundation, they raise money for childhood cancer research. Dean is the CEO and founder.
Oh.
Who is that?
We'll give her a mic.
She got something to say.
I can't afford anybody else.
Dean is the founder and CEO, and she had a good friend who lost a son to childhood cancer. And she was constantly asking, like, what can I do? And her friend was like, find a cure. And so she started with the Rally Foundation.
Wow.
And it's been going on for years now. 93 cents to the dollar goes to childhood cancer research. So they're a phenomenal organization. And I love hosting this event every year. And the kids get to walk this runway with Atlanta Falcons football players. And it's just so sweet and so cool. And it's just a great night to raise a bunch of money to help these kids find a cure and better treatments.
Okay. Forehead is still looking great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's a little more tan thanks to Kaylee's wife, Erin, who got to see me naked in my kitchen last night.
Dude, mm-hmm. You are literally you're a NASCAR with all these people working on you. Syringe in the forehead. Erin over. What sound would that make? I've never done that.
I don't know. What's it going to sound like when I go to Dillard's at Atlantic Station for them to fit me out for the event tomorrow night and put a dress on?
I don't have a fit sound in me.
Oh. That's what it's going to sound like in the dressing room
today. Don't you always want to fart in the dressing room? And it's like the worst spot.
Actually, no, I don't.
No, me neither.
I have. There are a list of places that it's just worse than others. That's one. The car, of course.
Airplane is the worst.
At least you can sort. Nobody really knows it's you.
That's why I hate it.
And I got one from the other day. That's the worst. The absolute worst. Hot sauna is.
That's diabolical,
dude,
man.
You heated it up.
It's kind of a human microwave.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, while I was in there, one squeezed out, and it's trapped in there, man. And you're in there, and it's 150 degrees.
Oh, my God.
So it felt like hell, and then you decided to make it smell like hell.
You watching the dudes make faces, trying to figure out where it's coming from?
No, I have a sauna
it's just
in my
yours.
House now.
Yeah, oh,
downstairs.
No, that's cool. Yeah, let it go.
Hotboxed himself.
That's the worst now that I think about it. How you doing today, man?
I'm good, man.
How's the leg, dude?
Not great. That's my biggest hurdle in life right now. I had a super busy day yesterday. I got a busy weekend coming up, and obviously I didn't plan to be limping around everywhere, but it's rough. It's just gout is I don't know when it's over type of thing. The foot was like 3 days. It was painful, it was over. The knee, just lingering. It's like one day, it's not so bad. So I think I'm going to be all right. Then the next day I wake up, it hurts more, and I can't figure it out. So it's just day to day.
Yeah, and you're getting a real good snapshot of somebody that has like kind of chronic pain and can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
Every day how it plays on physically, but emotionally and mentally also.
It starts to just get in the way of things that you want to do, and you're like, I can't believe I'm still dealing with this. Like, we went somewhere yesterday, and I had to go upstairs because the elevator wasn't working, and I literally had to tell people I'll meet you there. And I'm like, it's little things like that. It's a real inconvenience.
I'm sorry, man. And what's the doctor saying? It's just time?
Just time. I'm going to start doing this cherry juice. They think that'll help. They're sending me remedies. They want me to keep taking the pain meds, but it's like the only way to truly get rid of the pain is to go take steroid shots, and I'm not doing that. I'm just giving it time.
And, man. You and I will have a strong talk about pain meds also, man.
Yeah, no. I'm trying not to get too used to those either.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, but I love a good steroid shot.
I know. That was like my first time having one.
And
really? Yeah, I had no pain. But the doctor had to tell me, you don't feel it.
Right.
But it's still there. So don't start running track now. But it took all the pain away.
You feel like you can climb Mount Everest.
Seriously.
Oh, they're the best.
And you can't take them all the time.
No, absolutely not.
How you doing, Abby?
I'm good. I feel like all week I've been gearing up for this weekend because I'm going to Nashville to celebrate the big 2-8. I feel like I've been training for some kind of yeehaw war. Like, I've gone to Pilates every day this week where I'm just, like, doing crunches, thinking about, like, how many drinks I'm going to get for free. So I'm like, keep pushing it. Like, these abs aren't going to build themselves. And then, you know, yesterday I got a letter from the IRS, so then my fun, like, chill week was completely ruined because I guess I did my taxes wrong. So then I have to deal with that. So I got to get all the BS out of the way so I can enjoy myself on Broadway this weekend.
That notice from the IRS will freak you out every single time. I'll mess with that, man. I am way too small to go to jail.
It was terrifying. But then you call them and turns out the IRS is like really nice. Like, I talked to some dude named Chris yesterday. He was lovely.
Chris the IRS guy? I know that too.
Oh my God. Isn't he the greatest? shout out to Chris from the IRS. He did great yesterday.
You would think they would just pick up and be like, you know, bean counters or very straightforward. He was actually a pretty nice guy.
Oh my God, yeah. I was terrified because I'm like, oh, now I have to call this dude. I'm sure he's some like annoyed government man who has been talking to people about their taxes because it's, you know, it's tax season. So I'm like, I'm the last person. You know, I have this stupid question I have to ask about how to figure out how to handle this thing. And he was so lovely. He educated me on what had happened. I still don't know what I did wrong, so I'm going to have to call somebody else. But he was still nice about it. Love him. He's great. Shout out Chris from the IRS.
Is he single?
I don't get this. By the sound of his voice, I don't know if I'd be attracted to him.
Okay.
A little too old. No, he just was too happy. What the hell?
He's too happy.
Like, he's the kind of happy that I'm like, there's something wrong with you.
No, there's something wrong with you.
You're the problem.
You work for the IRS and you sound like that?
He has a job.
That means on drugs.
He's happy to have a job.
I know, right? Hey, the next time I call, can you sound a little more melancholy? And then I'd be way more motivated to get my taxes done.
Nobody is writing a romance novels about Chris, the happy man from the IRS.
Well, nobody's writing a romance novel about anybody from the IRS.
Facts.
What were you going to say?
My dude got a call from the IRS the other day, and I didn't even know they did this, but he said that they ran down. I guess he owed them some money, and he said they called him and they forced him to come into an office and literally ran down every place he had been in the last 6 months and asked him why he couldn't pay for his.
Come on!
And said, "We saw you at the Knicks game on this day. We saw you at this restaurant on this day, but you can't pay us."
Really?
And he was like, "The dude was just giving it to me, and he was right." So I didn't know what to say.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I need to let you guys in on some niche internet lore that I'm a little worried you won't find as entertaining as the rest of the internet is. But right now, the big thing trending on the internet, other than the Pope's death, is a woman named Trisha Paytas, and it all has to do with the potential reincarnation of the Pope. Let me fill you in. So Trisha Paytas has been this long-standing influencer. She had a YouTube channel. She's always done like these weird, crazy things that have gotten big headlines. And now she's just kind of like the internet's crazy aunt. She has a podcast. And no matter what she does, no matter how unhinged she is, I feel like people still kind of forgive her for her weird antics. And when her first child was born a couple of years ago, it was right around the time that Queen Elizabeth II had passed away. So then there became this weird rumor, this weird conspiracy theory that Trisha Paytas was carrying the reincarnation of Queen Elizabeth II.
Of all the pregnant women who were pregnant at the same time as her, because I'm sure there were millions upon millions, she's the one carrying the reincarnate of Queen Elizabeth.
The internet's a weird place, Kristen. And I feel like then it just continued to fuel because when she got pregnant with her second child, that's when rumors of King Charles's health really started to ramp up. And so then everyone was like, of course she's going to have Queen Elizabeth II reincarnated. And then, of course, her second baby, which turned out to be a boy, obviously has to be King Charles reincarnated. Turns out that didn't happen because he's still with us. But now, because she's carrying her third child and the Pope has recently passed away, everyone is now pushing this rumor that she is carrying the reincarnation of Pope Francis.
And here's what she had to say on her recent podcast about this rumor that I think has just gone way too far.
And you were trending today once again.
No,
which is,
really?
You were trending.
Really? It was Pope, and then you were right under the Pope. And I think you can guess why.
I just don't get it. First of all, I'm months away from my due date. Not even close this time. He's not in the British monarch. Is it just like any influential person that dies gets to come reincarnated as my baby?
I think so,
That one I don't get. If it was like, okay, if King Charles died, I'd be like, okay. But the Pope is kind of far removed from Queen Elizabeth. I don't understand why my womb is carrying all these souls.
I think it's like a historic person of power, I think.
Just Gen Z's humor.
I'm glad she's acknowledging that this is ridiculous.
It has gotten too far to where I think all the celebrities were getting a little nervous every time that she got pregnant. They're like, oh God, who's next?
I have, the last couple of days, really been interested. I want to know more about the Pope, the Vatican, and how they vote the new Pope in. I don't really know the process all that much.
And I know if you see one color smoke, they're still trying to decide. And if you see a different color smoke, that means the Pope has been elected.
Dark is, they can't figure it out yet. Uh-huh. White is, we got a new Pope, everybody. So I've been watching the two popes on, I think it's on Netflix. And then I'm going to watch Conclave also, because I want to know about the I don't get the process. I'm not even exactly sure what the Pope does, to be honest with you.
I feel like it's a lot of dudes just eating some pasta, thinking about who's the holiest of us all. And then they just go, we'll go with Steve.
It's super, at least what I've watched so far last night, which was really, really cool. It's way political, like super, super duper political. Like, are they going to go in a more conservative way? The Pope that just passed was very progressive, and he used to tick off a lot of conservatives. So considering what's going on in the world, it's going to be interesting who they elect.
100%. So keep your eyes out on that TV screen for when they start, broadcasting it. I remember a couple, when I was like 8, when I think it was before Pope Francis, or maybe it was when Pope Francis got elected. I remember it was like midnight and my parents were just watching. We were waiting for that smoke, waiting to see if they'd pick somebody. So yeah, very secretive process. All right. Pete Davidson is revealing the shocking cost it's going to take to get all those tattoos off of his body. So if you've ever seen Pete Davidson from a couple of years back, like you've seen he has like tattoos literally everywhere. It's kind of like a part of his style. He's that very like edgy, grungy look, but now he's trying to get rid of all of them. And he's saying that he has spent $200,000 on just removing 30% of his tattoos. This isn't even all of them. We're probably going to get into the millions by the time he gets his entire body cleared. And he says it's going to take about 10 years and, of course, more thousands and thousands of dollars to complete. He says it's a pretty uncomfortable amount of money to disclose. And basically, it's like 60 weeks of your life. And he says it feels like putting your arm on a grill and burning off a layer. Ugh. And then you got to do maintenance and let it heal properly.
Dang.
Miserable.
Absolutely not.
But I want to know the process he went through to choose which ones need to go first. Like, was he looking at his body and being like, these Kim Kardashian tattoos got to go first?
Yeah, I think so, right? Yeah. All of those former relationship ones got to go.
Like, the first ones out of there, man.
Mm-hmm. I think we're slowly watching this dude mature a little bit. Not only the tattoos, but have you been seeing the ways, like, he's showing up to different events now and out? Like, he's dressing differently, like an adult.
Oh my God, his frontal lobe has developed. Yeah. We're watching it happen in real time. Yeah. I'm kind of proud of him. All right, parents are coming down on a popular kids show because they say it's like drugs for children. I'll tell you what program you might need to turn off on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it. I like putting a couple of bucks down on games. I do. Doesn't matter if it's baseball. Could be football when that's in season. Now we're in basketball season. It just brings you into the game more. And it's not like I'm betting crazy amounts of money. Could be $10 here, $10 there. But when I do, I use Prize Picks. And the stakes are higher now. It's the playoffs for basketball, man. So the game's just a little bit faster now. It gets you right in on it when you got a little bit of money on the line. Prize Picks has a couple of extra features that others I don't think do. You can mix and match player projections from different sports. You can combine your favorite basketball players with baseball and hockey and esports and more. So you can sign up today and get $50 off instantly when you play $5. I like that math. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Download the app today and use the code BERTSHOW to get $50 off instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's the code Burt Show to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. It is Prize Picks. Run your game.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
I applaud you for your consistency this week in your manatee shirts.
Thank you.
Where does one get a slew of manatee shirts?
Well, the one on Monday that said, I'm just a girl who loves manatees, that came from Amazon. And then the next day, the one that had the giant moon with the three manatee heads floating in space, that also came from Amazon. yesterday, the not so fast, not so furious manatee shirt, that was an Etsy purchase.
Oh.
As is the Manatee Social Club t-shirt. This is this is also an Etsy purchase. At the bottom, it says, where the current is always mellow.
Aww.
And then I have another special one for tomorrow that was also Etsy. So Amazon and Etsy. Wow. It's where a girl goes to get, like, you know, her manatees.
I want to let you know that.
Get it?
I got it.
I have it.
Yep.
Loud and clear.
Yep.
That was actually a Burr Show listener that sent that joke in my DMs. And I'm like, oh, that's clever.
I want to let you know that I realized this. The last week or so, that my name holds a little bit of weight in Atlanta, but anytime outside of Atlanta, people are like, what, who, huh? So, I was trying to surprise you in having somebody from Crystal River come on.
Uh-huh.
This is the place that Cassie was telling us about, that, you can actually swim and you can touch the manatees at this place. And I haven't had any luck. I'm like, come on. Then I want to surprise her and I'm going to send her out there. And I've had zero luck at all.
You're so sweet. But I'm doing it for my birthday.
Oh, you are? Oh, good. You saved me a ton of cash.
You're not playing by these manatees.
That was going to be my personal story for next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I am 1,000% for my birthday weekend going down to Florida and swimming with manatees.
Good for you. Yeah, when Cassie told us that that was an experience that you could actually do, because if you don't know about manatees and you don't know Kristen's connection to them, they are so protected in Florida, man. Mm-hmm. They really are. And I think you said they've gone from endangered, they've been downgraded.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Now it's just stay the hell away.
No, yeah. I mean, they're still very much protected, but because they were on the endangered species list and everybody was taking such good care of them, they have now, population has grown, so they're not as dire, but they still need to be protected.
Right. So there's only one or two places you can go and actually swim with them.
Only one in the U.S.
Is Crystal River the only one?
That's it.
And yeah, you can swim with them. You can touch them and stuff like that. And I thought, oh, this will be easy. It'll come on and no problem. They won't reach nothing.
That was so sweet. You were going to send her to Crystal River for her birthday to swim with the manatees. I got you a manatee sticker.
Oh, no. I love it.
I stole it from my children. It is very much the thought that counts. And I honestly, had that come to fruition, I would have bawled like a baby on the air. There's no doubt about it.
All right. So this is Mariah, who has done the experience
Tell
that you're going to be doing on your birthday. Hey, Mariah, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Yeah. So a couple of years, we like to do experiences for Christmas. So we woke up Christmas morning, drove straight to Crystal River, took our kids. The morning of the 26th, we woke up, we went with one of the places down there where you can kayak. So we kayaked all the way, like, through the ocean into the springs, and then you get out of your kayaks and, like, float on a noodle, and they just come right up to you. This baby was obsessed with I think she was 2 at the time, my 2-year-old. And, like, I have videos of her, like, coming up and, like, resting her nose on her little hand. Oh, it's
Cutest. Now, do you have to go the kayaking route? Because Kristen might not be into that part. Can't they just drop you off in the water from a helicopter or something?
I love a good kayak.
Actually, they also have pontoons where you can, like drop in on. The kayaks are a little difficult to get out of if you're not very graceful. I know from experience.
I have learned.
Yeah, and Mariah, I am not a graceful lady, so I'm looking into the pontoons.
When we go back, I will be on the pontoon. My family will probably be on kayaks. I will, because I'm not very I don't want to scare them.
Super
but
fun.
It's amazing.
Super fun. Yeah. Thanks for calling it.
So, yeah. So, it was actually Amber, our phone screener, who sent me an email about it. And she's like, did you know you can do this? And that's when my mind was blown. Because you showed me the live webcams, the manatee webcams. And then I've had so many listeners flood my DMs with their videos and their pictures of when they went to Crystal Lake. And I was like, no, this is it. This is my destiny. Like I am.
When you come face to face with the manatee for the first time, what are you going to say to the sea cow?
She found a purpose.
Oh, I think I might have. So I'm going to be snorkeling, and I don't want to fog up my because I want to be able to see them. So I think I just want to thank them.
Thank
the manatee.
Oh, yes.
You are the very first person that I've ever said that I heard say that their spirit animal is a manatee.
Really? Yes. Oh, come on, man.
Absolutely.
Seriously?
They're just
such docile, beautiful, gentle creatures. Sure.
Yes, I've said, like, they're the English bulldog of the ocean.
Yeah.
They're so ugly, they're beautiful. So that's happening at your birthday.
That's what my husband says about me.
Stop.
The Burt Show.
Be grateful you are not married, says Abby.
I learned something a while back, and I can't remember what emotion it specifically cancels out, but apparently when you feel grateful or when you express gratitude, it cancels out negative emotions like anxiety. Mm. Like you can't feel them the same way. You can't feel them at the same time. So, you know, in my single era as, 30 looms over me and approaches me, I'm trying to be more grateful for my years and years and years of being single. And I was recently reminded of a reason why I'm grateful that I'm not married right now after seeing something really heartbreaking on social media.
Oh no. Okay.
Yep. So this all has to do with something that data and crime data and the FBI has proven over the years. And it's that statistically, your spouse is the most likely person to kill you.
Oh,
that
sure.
is fact.
That makes sense.
It's not very romantic. And before I get into this true crime feeling type story, I want to give a content warning for domestic violence because this is a pretty graphic story. And if you or somebody you know is experiencing domestic violence, you can contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline by texting LOVE IS to the number 22522. So this story all takes place in Hawaii with this doctor, this anesthesiologist named Gerhard Koenig and his wife Ariel, who's like a fancy engineer or something. Like this is a power couple out in Hawaii.
You live in Hawaii, one of the most beautiful places on the earth. How do you get so mad you want to kill somebody?
Let's find out, Kristen.
Yeah, it has to do with your partner. It doesn't matter where you go.
No amount of money apparently can make you happy because reports are coming out that they lived in like $1 million home in Hawaii. Mm. They have these two kids. And ever since this story came out, people have been talking about their experience with this couple saying like, we had no idea. These people were really happy as far as we could tell. So this anesthesiologist is currently facing murder charges for allegedly trying to kill his wife and he's pleading not guilty. So his wife Ariel's birthday comes around and he ends up making this entire trip for her birthday. They're going to go to Oahu and they're going to go see the ocean and hang out and do all the things you're going to do on a birthday trip. So then he takes her up on a hiking trail, which, of course, is where things are now. Okay. Wow, what could go wrong on a hiking trail?
If your relationship isn't at a 10, with 10 being the best ever, and they invite you to go on a secluded hiking trail, don't go unless you're at least a 7 or above.
And make sure you don't walk to the edge to take a photo.
Right.
You're not getting close to any edges to take any photos.
Wow, Kristen, it's almost as if that's what happens in the story.
Shut up.
So then he takes her to the top of the cliff and he's like, hey, babe, let's get a photo to commemorate your birthday or whatever. And I guess she starts to feel a little dizzy and is like, I don't really want to do that. And then when they got close and she refused, apparently, he grabbed her by her upper arms and started pushing her back towards the cliff edge. He was yelling something to the effect of, get back over there, I'm so bleeping sick of you, and then continued to try and push her. So then she flops to the ground. She's screaming and she's pleading with him to stop, asking him to think about their children because they have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old together. Wow. She's like, if I had fallen off that cliff, it would have been over. So then because he's an anesthesiologist, he has 2 syringes. She is saying that he had 2 syringes, but we can assume this is some kind of sedative or some kind of medical thing that was going to be used for nefarious purposes. She said that then he got
two syringes. She tries to throw them off the cliff, tries to get them away. When that didn't work, then he tried to, well, he didn't try. He smashed her head in with a rock.
Jesus.
Continues to go in. But then this is when her saviors come to play. Two women were also hiking at the same time. And the
Thank God.
Yeah, literally perfect timing.
And God put them in the right place at the right time.
Exactly. And so, of course, you know, very jarring for the women. But Ariel, the wife, is screaming, he is trying to kill me. And so that's when he ends up running off. And there was a 6-hour manhunt to try and find this dude. Allegedly, after all that happened, he had called his older adult son he had had from a previous marriage and said that he had tried to kill his wife. This is alleged. This is alleged from what the reports are saying, that he called his adult son, said, I tried to kill my wife, didn't work, and now I'm going to take my own life as a result. That doesn't end up happening. They end up finding him, put him in jail, and he is now pleading not guilty. But here's the weird part. His lawyer came out with a statement that says there are two sides to every story, and thus far only one has been shared. The other side to the story will be shared within the court process at the appropriate time. I'm sorry. I don't care what the other side of the story is. You shouldn't try and off your wife on a cliff in Hawaii on her birthday.
You know, that's good advice, that's
fair,
Abby.
I think that's fair, Abby.
You have really become wise. Aristotle, Abby Murphy.
Damn, the wisdom is crazy.
Let's not kill your wife on her birthday.
Yeah, no, every true crime podcast, documentary I watch, whenever I'm watching like the first 48, the first person of interest is always the spouse, whether it's the husband or the wife, the boyfriend of the girlfriend. Because the statistics are if a murder happens, it's typically somebody close to you that knows you. It's not a stranger.
I don't know.
Feel like you can never tell. Like, that's the scary thing is the partner will always seem like straight and narrow, like nothing's wrong with him, completely and then be a monster the whole time.
I don't know a lot about marriages breaking up, but I can't imagine divorce is worse than murder. What happened to just divorce?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I got some experience in this area. Let me ask you guys this question here, okay? Okay, random. It doesn't have to be your significant other. Is there somebody in your life that there's a 10% chance that if they tried to take you out in a certain way, you'd be like, oh, you know what? I saw that coming.
Take us out?
Yeah, like take you out. Is there anybody, any friend, any third tier friend or fourth tier friend that you think if the opportunity happened, they might do some damage.
That's
look at Abby's face.
Oh, yeah.
Like that still communicates with you?
Doesn't necessarily have to be still communicating with you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You do?
Yeah.
All right.
Not because I did anything to warrant it.
Like,
I don't deserve it, but
right?
Yeah, I can see it.
You?
I can think of one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I can think of four. Right off the bat. They might team up together, man.
Like the Avengers?
You saw him with a knife at the door, you'd go,
Yeah. I'd be like, I was wondering when you're going to show up.
Why'd it take you so long?
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, today is Thursday, and we reserve it for follow-up Thursdays. You guys hit us up and remind us about storylines that the Burt Show hasn't tied into a nice little bow for you guys. And we can knock out two here. Cassie just sent me this. This is from Zoe Johnson on the Facebook fan group. Does anyone know whatever happened to that segment where Burt had a friend and it was like, don't date my friend, where the guy was basically undateable and they wanted girls to sign up for the challenge? Did they drop it because no one was interested? No, not at all. So I know exactly who she's talking about. So it's a friend of mine who for over 10 years has been asking me to put him on the show to set him up on a date. But for the 10 years, maybe 20, now that I think about it. I mean, it's like a gym buddy. So while I like him a lot, what I have witnessed in his track record with women is he is not dateable. I mean, you might have a really great time with him. The dude makes a lot of money. He'll take you to exotic places, but he's not the kind of guy that's going to make a very good partner. So
I don't know. He sounds like a pretty good partner to me.
You're going to get hurt. He's just not serious in that way. So
good guy, but bad boyfriend.
Yes. So I told him, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll put you on and we'll do this because you've been hounding me so long about it. But I'm going to be honest about it. I'm going to be totally honest when you come on the air. And I'm going to tell everybody, like, this is a guy you do not want to date. But based on Abby's response, that's what I thought would happen to our listeners as well. It's like they would hear, going to take me to exotic places. Yep. He's a good time.
And he's hot.
He makes a lot of money.
Hey, Kristen, ugly and poor dudes have broken my heart too. So I might as well be in Maui. Well, might as well be somewhere nice.
He is a good looking guy.
Yeah.
So, but I said, if you come on, I'm going to tell him the truth, man. What I've seen over the years, I don't think you're dateable. I wouldn't put a woman, I wouldn't feel comfortable setting you up because I know this is just going to be a one or a two night. And he's like, fine, I'll do it. No problem. I'm like, let's go. Let's get it done. He said, I just have to run it by my partners and I'll get back to you.
Because you said he's a lawyer, right?
He was a lawyer. Yeah. So he comes back to me and he's like, my partners absolutely will not let me do this.
It kind of shoots your credibility with your clients if you do something like that. Sense.
And I said, absolutely, they're not going to let you do this. And that's a good business right there. Yeah. So that's the only reason why that never happened, because he was eager to come on here and go, I am who I am, man. But his partners would let him have it.
But now that I'm thinking about it, like maybe not a philosophical question, but is it even possible for you to be a good guy and a bad boyfriend? Because if you were at your core a good guy, then in theory, you should also be a good boyfriend.
I don't think the two necessarily go hand in hand.
Like, you could be a guy. I know a guy like this. He's a great guy, like genuinely through and through, an authentic, genuine guy. He just doesn't want to be with one woman.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
As long as the women know this out the gate, as long as he's not over there like screwing them over or like breaking hearts left and right, because then I feel like, you don't deserve to be in the good guy category anymore if you're able to do that to other human beings.
You can be a good person but still have bad relationship skills. I think there's a difference between like, maybe you're not consistent at texting back, you're bad at making plans or whatever. Mm-hmm. Those are not good relationship skills. Mm-hmm. If you're out cheating on your girlfriend, you're a bad dude.
Yeah. And he's not that kind of guy.
Gotcha.
But I don't know that he's in enough long-term relationships even long enough to cheat on somebody.
Oh.
So I'm just like,
so he just gets bored.
It's just that, you know what? He's an F-boy. Mm. All right, there you go. I'm not going to set one of our listeners up with an F-boy.
There you go. But they were ready. They were ready and willing.
Oh, they were ready. Mm. Yeah, they were totally ready.
Because they thought they could transform him from F-boy to husband.
They always do.
Ain't going to happen.
Can we take callers? Let's take success stories of women who have taken the F-boy and turned him into a devoted husband.
As far as you know.
From what we can tell.
I mean, we can. 1-855-VIRT-SHOW. While those calls may or may not be coming in, we got another follow-up Thursday today as well. It had everything to do with War of the Roses.
So this happened back in March, and this was our listener, Jody, who found a gold bracelet with a heart charm in her boyfriend's car visor that wasn't hers. And she believed that, quote-unquote, the other woman intentionally left it there for her to find. So we helped her with our War of the Roses. And Jody's boyfriend selected the golden heart bouquet and sent it to a woman named Lindsay. The card message referenced the bracelet saying, take your time to think about it. It's not for anybody else to understand but us. Just know I meant what I said and I hope you like the bracelet. Jody then revealed that Lindsay is her boyfriend's stepsister who worked as a hostess at a chain restaurant. So Jody was obviously distraught, but what did she end up doing after she spoke to us?
All right, your update reads, hey guys, thanks again for exposing that slea bag I used to call my boyfriend. Obviously, I'm not sticking around with a sister shagger, even if they are step siblings. This is my real life, not White Lotus. I pretended absolutely nothing was up, and we went out for dinner the night after I talked to you guys. As soon as he hopped out of his car, I slid something into his driver's side mirror. Worst dinner ever, by the way. I do not recommend sitting down and eating with a cheater who you know is thinking about his own stepsister.
Yeah, that is bad.
Once the nightmare was over, we got back into the car, and I told him he had something in his teeth. She's very clever. He flipped down the mirror, and a card dropped into his lap. I told him I had gotten him something special just because. He opened the card, and extremely loud, annoying music started to play. You know those cards that let you record a message? I had bought one of those and recorded the perfect song to confront him. Sweet Home, Alabama.
Oh, perfect.
The dummy was definitely confused. On the card, I wrote, I wish you and your stepsister all the best with the incest.
Good God.
P.S. It's over. He was stunned. He couldn't even get a word out. He just stared at me. I smiled at him, got out of the car, shut the door on them both forever. I'm happy that he's officially out of my life, but I'm sad that I'll never be able to watch Clueless again. Oh, no.
Honestly, Paul Rudd and Alicia Silverstone shouldn't have ended up together in that movie.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, when you make sense.
Yeah, no.
The Burt Show.
Yeah, there was a time there he was just gross. He was going from woman to woman and didn't have any interest in a real relationship. And it was physical for him with this woman, then that woman, and then that woman. But is there a possibility that that kind of guy turns into a good guy, which was Kristen's question. We were just chewing on this a couple of minutes ago. A while back, I had a friend of mine that once wanted to come on and wanted me to set him up with one of you guys listening. And while I like him personally, absolutely not would I set up one of you guys with him. His track record is just really bad when it comes to women, and he's kind of an F-boy, right? So Kristen was asking the question, but can you go from that? And that's the reason why he never came on. Can you go from that into being a really good guy?
I wanted to ask, ladies, you transitioned him. He went from F-boy to husband.
When's that mean you killed him?
Oh, not transitioned him. You changed him.
Okay.
Good morning, Burt Show. Hey, Tana.
Hey. Okay, I just had to say something about the whole you could be a good guy, but no, you're a very good boyfriend, because that's just what happened with my previous boyfriend. He was genuinely such a good guy. He just lacked confidence in himself and couldn't give me what I needed because he had to work on himself first. Right.
Okay.
But you still, you considered him a good guy even though he was an F-boy.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes some sense. And I do think when the right one comes along, those days are past you. I think at some point you're just like, I'm tired of this lifestyle. It happens at the right time. And she comes along and it's like, oh yeah, I don't want to do that stuff ever again.
I don't even know if it's the right one. I think it's that you're just ready to like go to the next chapter. Like you're done with that lifestyle, like you said. And as soon as you're ready to commit, the next one that comes along is going to be the one.
It's the taxi cab theory.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
When a guy is ready, it's a Sex in the City theory where basically guys are like taxis. And when their light comes on, bing, whoever gets in that taxi is the one, quote unquote.
I don't, are those long lasting though, or is that temporary? Because it seems like the timing might be right at that time. But then as he's in the relationship and he goes back to being himself.
Literally any marriage ever.
But he won't go back to being himself because that chapter is behind him. He's got a new chapter where he's finally ready to settle down. So he's no longer the F-boy. He's the guy who wants to get married. So the next woman that hops in the cab, that's going to be his wife.
So right woman, right timing equals longevity.
Not even right woman, just a woman.
A woman.
That's where I think I disagree with you guys.
Really?
Yeah, it has to be the right woman and the right timing, because if it's just a woman, it won't last long term.
Yeah, because I was going to say, as far as her saying the confidence thing, I also think that the right woman in that place will help build your confidence. Like, sometimes you can't build your confidence because you're not with the right person.
It's the radar that goes off in guys and women, I think, that they can tell, like, when you don't care, they're more attracted to you. When you care too much, they stay away.
That's how I snagged my husband. Because the very first night we met, like, we met out, right? And we ended up hanging out all night. And then I got the strip club limo to take us home. Long story. And as he gets out the car, he's bending over. I drop him off first. And he's looking at me like, I'm going to get out the car and go with him. And I was like, bye. Mm-hmm. And I stayed in the car. And that was it. Didn't get my number, nothing. And then he hunted me down 2 weeks later via email. And that's when we went out on our first date.
It's something about that forbidden fruit theory. It's like human nature to want what you don't believe wants you. Or what you don't think you can have.
And Aubrey, from bad guy to good guy, what do you got?
So me and my husband currently, we moved in to college together, and he broke up with me to have that college experience and sleep with all these different girls. And then we had something traumatic happen in our life, and we ended up going back to church and stuff, and we just got married this past February.
Wow. That's quite a story you got going on there. Okay. Now, was there...
She's like, I won.
I'm not sure what that laugh was. Was there a party that was a little bit grossed out by what he was doing in college?
Yeah, so we were still sleeping in the same bed when we lived together. And I would work late nights because I was a bartender at a restaurant, and I would come back home to our room smelling like a girl. And he would locked me out of our room and because he was on the phone with somebody. And we would always yell at each other and scream, and it was very traumatic at that moment, but we're very happy now.
And then there was one thing, and I won't ask you exactly what it was because it sounds like you're trying to avoid it on purpose. So there was one thing that happened that was so dramatic that it kind of shook him up like, oh, my God, this is the right woman for me?
We ended up getting pregnant during the time.
Oh, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Okay. Yep.
That'll shake it. Clean it up.
That'll shake him up. And right after you got pregnant, he's like, the light bulb goes off, like, okay, all of that is behind me?
Not instantly, because he ended up dating this other girl during my pregnancy, but she was extremely toxic to him. And when he was in the labor delivery room, I don't know, something about the whole experience changed it for him.
Well, sometimes you got to wean yourself off of infidelity.
Yeah.
You can't just do a cold turkey.
But the moment he saw his child come out of her, he was ready to commit.
My F-boy days are behind me.
Hey, it's working now for you. The man found God. Yep. You found God. It's working now. So the past is in the past, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He put the F in fatherhood.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
This is a question for the parents because I can't say that I've ever seen an episode of this TV show, but apparently it is destroying the minds of your children. So influencers are coming at a show called Cocomelon because they think it's like crack to kids. They're saying it's very overstimulating. It's leading to negative behaviors, especially when parents try and turn it off. They're basically saying, one quote from an influencer says, I also feel like the overstimulation is playing into the short attention span I think kids already have. When kids get used to constant entertainment, they struggle with boredom and quiet play. Now, the company that makes Cocomelon says that they dedicate substantial care and resources to ensure all our content, including Cocomelon, is as enriching as it is entertaining. We work closely with experts in childhood development to inform our content development choices.
This sounds like a manufactured story by Cocomelon to get publicity for Cocomelon. What kid doesn't start to like argue with you? No matter what they're watching, when a time is up, they're going to argue with you anyway. That's the chief complaint. That's silly.
Yeah, I want to know what influencers are saying this. Like, is it like child psychologist influencers or just people with opinions? But I mean, it's true. There are TV shows out there that are supposed to be less stimulating, and those are supposedly better for your kids. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, your kid likes Cocomelon. You're not going to let him watch it for too long because, oh my God, the songs. There's no talking. It's just singing like Wheels on the Bus over and over again. I'm digging my fingernails into my palms because it's so grating. But at the end of the day, like, if your kids are going to be addicted to screen time, if you let them be addicted to watching TV. So it's on you as a parent to limit it. But sometimes you kind of need the assist from the TV to get stuff done.
They ain't going to assist you. They want money.
Yeah, no, I'm a fan of, we don't, it's a tablet, but Jimmy calls it his little TV. So I don't know what it says about that. we never got into Cocomelon, so we haven't watched Cocomelon. I do love the viral videos of the parents putting Cocomelon on the TV, and then all of a sudden you see this baby in their little rolly thing just zoom in, because as soon as they hear that music, they're like, they're ready to, you know, get down with the Cocomelon. But I did see a guy on Instagram post calm shows that are like better for your kids. Cocomelon did not make the list, but Puffin Rock is adorable. 10 out of 10 recommend. Bluey teaches valuable lessons. We love watching Bluey. Trash Truck is slower paced and it's absolutely adorable. Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. If you literally Google calm shows for your kids, you're going to get like Dinosaur and Train from Jim Henson. There's, you know, I know TV is like, everybody's like, TV's bad, screens are bad. But like Cassie says, as a parent, sometimes you just need 15 minutes.
You could be letting them watch WWE wrestling. Like, it's Cocomelon. It's bright colors and it's about babies. Calm down.
My head is a completely different place because Cocomelon to me sounds like a dancer at Magic City.
I thought it sounded like a really good drink.
Or a really good drink.
Yeah, why not just turn on the White Lotus for your kids? That's what everyone's watching nowadays anyway. All right, BuzzFeed came out with a list of fun facts, I guess you could say, of some of the grossest things that have happened on sets from TV shows and movies. And some of this stuff I can't believe is even legal. Number one, to me, seems like this is something you need a waiver for. So one of the things they said happened on the set of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was apparently during a table scene. One of the tables was set with real rotting animal carcasses, and they had to film for 26 straight hours in 100-degree heat. Ugh. From The Office, Rainn Wilson, who plays Dwight, apparently would always choose to eat something really smelly like a tuna sandwich before he had to film kissing scenes with Angela for The Office.
I love it.
In Night of the Living Dead, the human remains the zombies had to eat were made of ham and sheep organs covered in chocolate syrup.
Oh.
And the zombies were played by crew members, investors, friends, and bystanders. So I guess they like literally had to eat these. Nicolas Cage had to eat a live cockroach for Vampire's Kiss. Will Ferrell apparently threw up twice while filming Elf. You know that scene where he has to eat spaghetti covered in maple syrup?
Yeah.
Halle Berry said she didn't take a bath for 2 weeks to get into character for Jungle Fever.
She's still hot. It's going to take more than that.
Need about a month.
What else you got?
And the number one thing at the top of this list, which I could not believe was actually real, but according to the legitimate news source BuzzFeed, it is. Nicole Kidman apparently peed on Zac Efron for real in the jellyfish scene in the movie The Paperboy.
Neat.
Neat.
Wow.
Well, that's, yeah. By the way, that doesn't work. I just found that out recently.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
I've been peeing on people this whole time, telling them it'll make them feel better, and it does, but not because of the sting.
You mean like people that are stung, or just you're on the street, and you just start peeing on somebody?
Some people pay for that, Cassie.
For the right price, wherever you want.
We do need some context here.
The Burt Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.